Basketball star Kobe Bryant is expected back in a Colorado courtroom today, where his lawyers will argue that the state's rape shield law is unconstitutional. Bryant is accused of raping a hotel worker last summer at a Colorado resort town. Bryant says the encounter was consensual, and his lawyers want to introduce evidence about the woman's sexual history to reinforce their case. Rape shield laws bar use of such information because it can smear a victim's reputation and prejudice a jury. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a decision in this case could prompt similar challenges in other states.
Kobe Bryant's trial hasn't started yet. He's not even entered a plea. Lawyers on both sides are still filing motions to lay the groundwork for a trial. One of those motions, filed by Bryant's attorneys, claims Colorado's rape shield law violates the NBA star's right to equal protection under the law. It's an argument that advocates for rape victims say they haven't seen before. Bryant's attorneys won't comment on the challenge, but Gus Guarino with the Colorado Criminal Defense Bar says the equal protection argument is based on two state laws. One assumes evidence about the defendant's sexual history is relevant to a case. The other, the rape shield law, assumes an accuser's sexual history is not.
Any prior sexual conduct of an alleged victim, even if it's prostitution the day of the incident and immediately following the incident and any other sort of extreme example we can come up with, the presumption is that is irrelevant.
Supporters of the rape shield law say sexual assault is a violent crime that typically has nothing to do with a victim's history of consensual sex. At the same time, they say an accused rapist's sexual history often can be valuable in a trial, especially if there's a past history of threatening or violent behavior. But Guarino says the different standards create an unfair advantage for alleged victims. He says it turns the idea of innocent until proven guilty on its head.
Our system of justice was not designed to protect the rights of the alleged accuser. The protections that were put in for trial, the protections that were put in for criminal cases, were designed for the defendant.
University of Denver law professor and former prosecutor Karen Steinhauser says Guarino is leaving out an important point. She says the rape shield law allows evidence of an accuser's sexual history only if it's relevant to the case, and she says usually it isn't. Steinhauser says even the law allowing information about the defendant's sexual history says the information must be relevant.
So the courts are very careful because they have to make sure that this evidence isn't coming in just to say, oh, he's got a bad character, he's a bad guy. So the courts are going to be looking very carefully at what is the purpose of this evidence coming in. Does it help prove an issue such as intent?
Prosecutors and defenders around the country are watching this part of the Bryant case. Lynn Hecht Schaffran is with the National Organization for Women's Legal Defense and Education Fund.
If the defense has some success with this argument in Colorado, there will be copycat challenges across the country.
The judge in the Bryant case is expected to take up the issue today or tomorrow. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.